Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, Doing Lent God's Way.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. But whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. A few days after Ash Wednesday, I received a phone call from a friend asking me for prayers for a friend of hers and her friend's daughter. I will call the daughter Anna. Anna is 35 years old and blind, nonverbal, and has no control of her body. Anna is experiencing pain, and the doctor thinks she is suffering from headaches, but is not certain, since Anna cannot communicate. Anna's mother is asking for prayers for relief from pain for her daughter, and for the doctor, that he may be able to determine what the problem is and how to alleviate it. I believe the timing of this phone call was providential. We have just begun Lent. The readings today remind us that God desires not mere rituals, but works of mercy extended to those who are in need. God reminds us of our failure to offer God the sacrifice God desires and assures us that when we are willing to obey God's directives, he will forgive our offenses and change them from crimson to white. The gospel warns us of the pride of the Pharisees, their desire to be praised by men and held in high esteem. Jesus tells us that the greatest among us must be the servant, and those who humble themselves will be exalted by God. When I think about Anna's story, I realize better that this is what Lent is all about. Anna's mother has been caring for her daughter's every need for 35 years with loving devotion. She is not looking for the admiration of others as the Pharisees were. She does not need it. She has the approval of God. How can this inspiring story help me to observe Lent more faithfully than I might have otherwise? I know from experience I have not always kept Lent in the way God urges us to do so. Do I, or have I, used customs, rituals, and neglected the real work of Lent? How can I extend my helping hands to those so much less fortunate than I am? I can certainly pray for them, and I can find ways to be helpful in a supportive way with donations, phone calls, notes of encouragement, listening to those who feel lonely, especially during this pandemic. God tells us through Isaiah that God is always ready to forgive us for our sins of omission as well as commission. God will change them from crimson to white. But what God is asking of us is to be willing to obey God's will, being alert to the needs of others, extending whatever kind of help we are able to give, not expecting praise or thanks for what we do. When we truly desire to be ready and willing, we will recognize the opportunities to carry out God's directives. We will discover more the joy that comes from God's approval rather than the admiration of people. Anna's story has been an instrument of grace for me. I pray for her and her mother and her doctor, and I keep her in mind to help me be more aware of what God is calling me to do, especially during this Lent.